Chapter 18. The Bicentennial Man. Andrew had finally made the greatest sacrifice he could to be human. He had chosen to die like a human. Nothing that Andrew had done before had changed people's minds about him, but they couldn't ignore this. And so, Andrew won his long battle. He was recognized as a human being by the World Court. The final ceremony was on Andrew's 200th birthday. The world president signed the legal documents and made it law. The free robot known as Andrew Martin had finally become a human. The ceremony was shown all over Earth, on the moon, and even on the new colony on Mars. Andrew was in a wheelchair. He could still walk, but he trembled when he did so. With the world watching, the world president said,
50 years ago, you celebrated your 150th birthday. You were sad because you were still a robot. But today, you've got a reason to be happy. Today, we declare you, Mr. Andrew Martin, to be a bicentennial man."
And Andrew, smiling, held out his arm and shook the president's hand. Andrew's thoughts were slowly fading as he lay on his bed. He desperately tried to concentrate. A man. He was finally a man. He wanted that to be his last thought. He wanted to die with that. He opened his eyes once more. For one last time, he recognized Lee Sing, waiting solemnly and watching him. There were others, but he couldn't recognize any of them. They were only grey shadows. His eyes focused on Lee Sing. Slowly, he held out his hand to her and felt her take it. She was fading from his sight as the last thoughts came to him. Before she faded completely, a thought entered his mind for a moment. "Little miss," he said, too quietly to be heard. Then everything stopped, and the bicentennial man was dead.